Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tuned in the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Bairdale Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. Tuesday night we have an hour prayer from 7 to 8. Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We're glad to have you at any or all of these services, and we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message, this broadcast is meant to portray to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of telephone at area code 850-675-6079. Or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. I hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you as I pray.
They met with all kind of things. Then it pays to be ready. Amen. In the book of Titus this morning, I'd like to say again, we're glad of all of our visitors and good to have each and every one of you in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. And may you allow God to have His way in your life today. There's nothing more important than what we will do with Jesus Christ. That's not just today, that is every day of our life. What we do with Him, amen, not only will influence and affect our time down here, it will influence and affect our eternity. And that's the most important thing. This time, if you drop 70 years into eternity, you can't even find it. It disappears. The time we have down here is a preparation time. In Titus chapter 3 this morning, amen, verse number 1. Amen. Well, we're going to preach on one of my favorite subjects this morning. God got to dealing with my heart. I looked some other ways yesterday, got up this morning early, and God got to dealing with my heart along this line. In the book of Titus chapter 3 and verse number 1, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Would you pray with us this morning, sir? I thank you for the privilege to be in your house. What an honor that it is. For an honor, sir, to stand in once again your sacred desk. That we, God, pray this morning that you may, God, for a few moments, that you may touch us, sir, with that unction that only comes from you. Sir, that which is only from above, that we may speak as the oracles of thee. and that God's Your Word may find good ground, and that it may bring forth, and that, sir, that it may produce, God, that which You have sent it to do, that we may, God, be humble servants, that You may, God, renew us for, oh, hallelujah, to speak the words of life, hallelujah, and that, God, that it may be effective. We bind every spirit that would hinder in the blessed, holy, and righteous name of Jesus, and may Your Word, Father, have full authority in the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In this passage of Scripture, for a little while this morning, amen, I'm just going to preach with the text, amen, with the one word in the fifth verse, regeneration. Regeneration. Amen. Many times probably wish that they could actually bring about within themselves a regeneration. And we're looking at a lot of things that science does today, trying to regenerate things. Amen. But how many times have you heard, amen, a person say, oh, if I could only start over. Amen. If I could just start afresh. Amen. Well, I got a wonderful answer to you. You can. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word of God says so, and God said so. Amen. To regenerate means it's a new start. It's a starting over. Amen. But it means a whole lot more than that. We're going to look at it a little while this morning. Amen. You know, in order for a person to, amen, to really want your regeneration, they got to first realize that they need to be regenerated. Amen. In order to get a person saved, you got to first, they got to come to the conclusion and the knowledge that they are lost. Hello? Amen. So the lost folks need Jesus. Amen. I once was lost. Amen. I was real lost. Amen. But now I'm found. Hallelujah. I can sing that old amen song and know what it means. Amen. Hallelujah. I know what it is to be lost. And I know what it is to be born again. I know what it is to be found in Him. Hallelujah. Oh, and I can tell you, I'd much rather have the amen Him than I had the lost life. Amen. I realize the world offers a lot of, and people say, oh, there's no pleasure in sin. They're lying. There's pleasure in sin for a season. Amen. Oh, what do you think the devil entices with? Amen. About sin, except pleasure is involved in it in some way, shape, or form. Amen. A pleasure that is to the old man, to the natural fallen estate, the man, that old creature, that nature about man that loves things that are not right, that are most of the time not convenient to the body or to the world. Amen. But that old nature is fallen. Man fell in that garden. He became a fallen creature. What do you mean by that, Brother Joe? Amen. Rather than having the characteristics of God, rather than having the ideology of God and the desires of God, he fell to having the desires of Lucifer. Amen. And evil, ungodly desires are what rules and regulates the unregenerated life. Amen. Might as well be honest. Amen. Here the Apostle Paul writing to that young preacher Titus, amen, whom he left at Crete, and here he's giving him, showing him that we were one time, amen, that we were one time just like the folks that we're ministering to. Hello? We were just like that world. Amen. We come out of that world. At least we better have come out of that world. Amen. When I say come out of that world, I don't mean that we cease to exist here. I simply mean that we have had a change of life. Amen. Our whole life, style, its character has had a change. Amen. I realize today that we're living in a world that even in a religious world that won't even preach that there's such a thing as a born-again, regenerated experience in Christ. Amen. I can tell you they come way too late to tell this preacher. Amen. I remember, amen, where he found me at. Amen. If you read in the book of Ezekiel chapter 16, amen, the Word of God gives a description of the lost and the undone. When I passed by thee, I saw thee. Amen. You was polluted in your own blood. Amen. You were cast out. Your navel was not cut. Amen. In other words, you were dying. Amen. And headed for death. Amen. There was no one to help. That's how God found me. He didn't find me, amen, with life. He found me dead in trespasses and sins. He found me without hope. Amen. Within my own self. Never could I. I've done turned over them leaves. Amen. I've done had enough to, amen, turn over several trees. Amen. But it's still the same old life. Amen. till I met Jesus. Amen. You see, there's a difference here. And notice what the Scripture says. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done. Amen. We got folks who preach, if you follow through these little, amen, order, these little principles and go up through these little rituals, and then you're born again. I said, that's baloney. Amen, ma'am. You can't be born again by following a set of man's rules and systems. Amen. The Pharisees would have been the most born again folks in the world had that happened, but they weren't. Amen. Because they followed the precepts of men. Being born again is something that only comes from God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. No, I said it only comes from God. Hallelujah. I thank God I've been saved. Amen. That old song we used to sing years ago, I've been changed. I've been newborn. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed. Amen. Amen. Brother Joe, you have to work. I'm telling you what. There was a change in my desire. There was a change in my heart. Yes, there was a struggle. And there is going to be a struggle day in and day out. Those folks would say, well, if you're really saved, there's no struggle. I said, no, there's no struggle to, amen, to that person who is dead. The dead people don't have any struggle. I'm talking about physically dead. Hello? That body dies, it no longer has desires. Amen? So what's got to happen, Brother Joe? There has to be a process in us that gives us a whole new life, and a process in us that gives us power, amen, to cease from that old life. Amen. And to live in the newness. Amen. Old things being passed away and all things becoming new. Are become new. The Scripture says are become new. And that is a perfect present participle, which means they're becoming new every day, every moment. Every minute you and I got's a new one. It's not an old one. It's an old one after we wasted to do whatever we've done with it. Amen. But it's new while we live it. Amen. So here he says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy. The Apostle Paul has declared to that young preacher, amen, that you can't go to that world saying we born again because we do this and don't do that, and we born again because we're such great, amen, righteous workers. Amen. No, that's not what it was. Amen. It is the free gift of God. Amen. I'm telling you, man can never, if man could have worked his way to salvation, Jesus would never have had to come and be hanged upon a cruel tree and die a cruel death. But man, amen, could never be delivered within himself. He's dead. You tell me a dead man can do anything for themselves. They're bound. They're dead. They're hopeless. They're helpless. But I know somebody, amen, amen, who knows how to help the helpless, amen, who is hopeless to the hopeless. Amen. There are people in this world today, their life is one big wreck. Amen. They go from one disaster to the other. Amen. Because, amen, what is leading their life and what is driving their life, amen, is driving them down the road to destruction at a breakneck pace. They go from one, amen, depth of sin to another, looking all the while to try to maybe hope things would get better. But they haven't changed the direction of their life. Amen. They're still headed headlong toward hell and towards the enemy of their soul. And he's still running full tilt in their life. Amen. But there's somebody that stands in the way and says, hey, if you'll hearken unto me, amen, if you'll listen to what I got to say, amen, if you'll turn to me, I'll give you deliverance. I'll cause your life to be different than what it was and what it was. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You just might as well have church with me this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that I've been regenerated. I remember where He brought me from. Amen. I never seen the like of, amen, both supposed to have regeneration and grouchy about it. I get up every morning. I can tell you I don't get up like I used to. I used to get up, amen, my head throbbing. Amen. Try to figure out where I was. Amen. To start with and how in the world I happened to have got there. Amen. And what I done before I got there. Amen. And wonder somebody's coming to pick me up and carry me to one of the Hiltons. And, amen. Locally. I'm not talking about the sheriff's department, by the way, in case you don't understand that. Amen. Oh, but listen, I don't have to wake up that way anymore. Amen. I said, I don't live that way anymore. It's because of Jesus. Amen. The Apostle Paul, amen, what if God considered one of the greatest apostles that ever lived? Amen. Said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Oh, I'm what I am because of Him. Hallelujah. Amen. If I boast, if I brag, if I glory, I will glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby the world's crucified to me, and I'm crucified to the world. It makes me alive unto Christ. Amen. I'm going to hurry this morning. I try not to hurry too much, but I want to give you where I'm going to go. Only in Matthew 19 and 28 and Titus 3 and 5 is the word regeneration found in your Bible. But by 2 or 3, the doctrines are formed. Hello? There is a doctrine of regeneration, being born again. Jesus said to His disciples, you're from below. I'm from above. Boy, that has excellent, that has great connotations. You see, wherever we're born from, that's the character we'll possess. Hello? I said, wherever we're born from, that'll be the character that we possess. If we're born, if we still live in that below life, that life is unregenerate, amen, that life that has not been changed by the power of God, amen, then our character will testify along those lines. Amen. We all do things and think things, amen, and say things, amen. And I mean to tell you on a ramp, on a regular basis, that we should not. Now, Brother Joe's going to, amen, come down the line on it right here. I can tell you, after I've been regenerated, yes, there'll be mistakes in life. Amen. I only knew one perfect man. Amen. And I can tell you, He ain't sitting, amen, bodily in this church this morning, but He's here by His Spirit. Amen. His name is Jesus. He's got nail scars in His hands and His feet. Amen. There's no guile ever been found in His mouth. Amen. He's never made a mistake. Amen. He's never committed an evil. Amen. Yet He became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God by Him. Amen. Woo. That's the purpose. Amen. And the purpose is not just to say God's going to make me a place in heaven. Amen. The purpose is to change me. Amen. That old man can never go to heaven. I said my old nature, my old spirit can never arrive in heaven. God's got to give me a new life. Amen. Oh, I said there's got to be something new. Only thing that's going to heaven is what's come from heaven. If God took anything of this earth to heaven, it would be heaven no more. Listen, regeneration. He shed it abundantly through Christ. Now, don't in Matthew 19 and 28 and in Titus 3 and 5, it references the changes produced, amen, in one meaning, the Greek term palingenesia, which references the terms, amen, or the change produced by the return of spring. Now, most of us know what the return of spring brings. Everything kind of dies, well, except the evergreen stuff. Everything kind of dies back. The leaves fall off. Everything kind of looks dead, you know. Amen. But then spring comes and you walk out and you look. Amen. And the buds start to come out. Amen. Life is coming back. Hello? Hello? I'm telling you, amen, man, look kind of like, amen, the deep, dark winter. Amen. When it's sin in that Garden of Eden. Amen. Life faded away. The leaves fell off. The fruit, amen, is not there. There's no bloom. Amen. There's no promise. There's no hope. Hallelujah. Amen. But then, I can tell you, God sent His only begotten Son. Amen. And who for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. I'm telling you, He came to be that propitiation, that price that was paid so that you and I could, amen, be free from sin and live a life of godliness. And behold, the birds begin to bloom. Amen. The leaves spring forth. Amen. The blooms spring out. And the fruit, amen, is the end product of that. Oh, I'm telling you, in Him was life. And life was the light of men. My God, He, amen, is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's Him that is our life. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I just don't understand how God can live in me. I don't understand all of that either. But I'm telling you what, I believe it. I experience it. Amen. All glory. I thought about so many times how, amen, if we're not careful, Amen. We fall back to that what we can't understand. Amen. When I'm telling you, we better believe what God said. Amen. And embrace, amen, His glorious truth. Amen to God. Listen, it is a passing from death unto life. Amen. I said regeneration is a passing from death unto life. Oh, I don't... Oh, Brother Joe, I don't know about that. I'm telling you. Glory to God. The greatest resurrection of all is when God resurrected lost, dying man. Every time that there is a new birth in Christ, amen, there is a glorious handiwork of God. Hallelujah. Woo! You hear? I'm just going to say this, while the product of what God does. Amen. I'll think of the name, David Wilkins, Teen Challenge. Amen. When they were asked, they spend less than one-tenth of what major government programs spend on trying to deliver people off of drugs and whatever else they're involved in. Amen. And their outcome 5 years down the road, their results, amen, is many times better than the government programs that spend many times more than what they spend. And they ask them, what is your secret? Amen. We can tell you in one word what our secret is. Jesus is our secret. Amen. If you get a man, woman, boy, or girl to Christ, amen, and they bow their heart and their knee, amen, before a thrice holy God, and God touches them by His Spirit and births in them a new creature, amen, I'm going to tell you, amen, there'll something spring up in them that loves what God loves, hate what God hates, amen, that'll be a change in their life, amen, that is more clear than night from day. Woo. You see, amen, God didn't save folks just to claim a place in heaven, but He saved us so that He can manifest His glorious handiwork. Oh, Brother Joe, I just can't overcome this and that and the other. Amen, through Jesus you can. Amen, the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. All things. Let me hurry. It is a passing from death. 1 John 3 and 14 says, and we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Amen. Secondly, it's becoming a new creature. 1 Corinthians 5 and 17, we've done quoted already. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Woo! You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, that I can have a whole new life? Isn't that something? A whole new life. Amen. You got somebody come to your house and, amen, so they had an insurance policy they could sell folks, and, amen, though they were dead, yet, amen, if they buy that policy, they could live. They'd never die. Amen. I can tell you what, the phone would be ringing off the hook. Hey, hello? Well, maybe that's not the case. Hello? Maybe I'm wrong there. Amen. But that's what this book says. That's what the Word of God says. Amen. Though you were dead, yet shall you live. Amen. He that comes to me, though he were dead, yet shall you live. And behold, you shall never die. Woo! Amen. Eternal life. Amen. But does it work for me? It works for whosoever will. Let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Hallelujah. I'm glad it works for everybody. If it only worked for the rich, I'd be out. If it worked for the prominent, I'd be out. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, but it works for whosoever will. I like that. Amen. Let them come and let them drink of the water. Come by. Amen. Without money. Hallelujah. It's free gold. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh. You see, we got folks who preach it. God shows some for damnation, and others He shows for regeneration. I said, but that ain't what that book says. The Word of God says that whosoever will. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. And I don't think there's anybody that can define that word so right there for Brother Joe. So loved the world. That word is so big. He so loved. His love was so immense that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever, oh, there it is again. That whosoever believeth, amen, on Him, in Him should not perish, what? But should have everlasting life. Amen.
Oh, well, Brother Joe, you believe that? I more than believe that. I know that. You see, there's a difference in I'm just saying somebody believes something and really knowing something. Amen. How you know it? Amen. Because His Spirit bears witness with my spirit. Amen. I've never found Him to be a liar, but the truth. God be the truth and every man a liar. That's what the Word of God said. Amen. Don't let anybody ever tell you, amen, that you have to go to hell. Don't let anybody ever tell you that you can work your way to heaven. Amen. You just fall on your knees before Jesus. Amen. And like that Pharisee, like that publican, say, Lord, would you have mercy on me? Amen. I don't have one thing I can offer you, amen, that's worthy. Amen. I don't have one thing I can do that would ever be worthy of 10,000 things, only 1,000 lives would be worthy. But Lord, would you have mercy on me? Hallelujah. Amen. That's what old blind Bartimaeus said, sitting by the road. He ain't never seen the light of day, but he's heard that Jesus is coming by. Amen. And here's a man that he has heard on good word. Amen. That he heals the sick and the blind and receive their sight. The deaf hear, the dumb talk, and the lame walk. So when Jesus is coming by, old blind Bartimaeus, amen, realizing today was his day. Amen, that day was his day, and he ain't going to mess it up. He ain't going to let nobody get in the way. Amen. He's going to get to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thou son of David, would you have mercy on me? I need your mercy, Lord. There ain't a person in this house this morning that doesn't need the mercy of God. I don't care if you say, I've been walking with God for 50 years. It doesn't matter. He's the one that's kept me every moment of every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of every year that I walk with Him. It's Him. Man can't keep himself. Man can't. It is not in a man to know the way that he should take. The Word of God declares, He's therefore you correct me. God leads us. Maybe by the help of the Lord, we'll preach on being led by the Spirit of God this evening. God has to lead us. God must lead us. If God don't lead us, we're doomed. You see, when the new birth, amen, regeneration is the starting. Amen. They went down to Gilgal. Amen. Elisha, when following Elijah, went down to Gilgal. Gilgal means a place of beginnings. Hello? It is a place of starting. Amen. But you know what my Bible says? That Jesus is the author. Amen. And the finisher. Said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. That's the first Greek letter and the last Greek letter in the Greek alphabet. And I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And by the way, He's all points in between. If He ain't, we headed to the wrong end. Amen. Listen, being with you. I said, well, go. Amen. You can have a policy. Amen.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's message. We hope it has touched your heart and that you've allowed God to minister to you as He desires. We hope that it will produce in your life a real change. We preach the gospel because it is the only thing that can change the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. If you'd like copies of this message, you can reach us at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can reach us by the way of the World Wide Web at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. There you can also send us a message by email, tapes at WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the message. Just mention the date for the broadcast. We'd be glad to get it to you. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. May you prosper in His will. If you don't know Him, may you find Him to be both Lord and Savior, even this very day. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Jones.